Coach's Insight programs continue tonight here on Care Radio. We're talking more Hillmounts Academy basketball. We're joined now by the girls' head coach, that is Luke Knoll, for a few minutes. Brought to you by Taco John's, Exchange Bank, and Amberwell Health. Coach, we've got three games to dive into. Of course, last week in our first edition, you guys got a forfeit victory over Maranatha Christian Academy to begin the year. Not really probably how you wanted to start things off, but you took the win anyways. But Wednesday night last week, let's go back a little bit over a week ago. You guys go to KC Washington, your real first game of the year. You guys get a big win there, 65-15. So essentially, quote-unquote, a season opener for you last week at KC Washington. Big win. Let's start there. What'd you take away? What'd you see last week in that one?
Yeah, it was fun to play in a new place, a new team we've never played before, and a new environment. It was a lot of fun, and but to start out like we did offensively, I mean, we pressured, and our press looked really good for first game. A bunch of girls getting involved, scoring the ball. I mean, it was pretty much the ideal way to start a season. You felt like you think you're a little bit farther along than maybe you even really are. But I was really impressed with our defense, our offense as well. We to start off the season with a bang like that, score like that, how we did, and we got to play deep into the game, a lot of players, that sort of thing. It was a fun start to the season for sure.
Yeah, you guys got a good team on Friday night following that. So just a couple of nights later, you traveled to Donovan West. That was a broadcast you heard on Care Radio, but 43-39, first loss of the year. You know, a very good Donovan West team right now, ranked number 8 in the 2A classification, but had a chance maybe to get that one. What'd you take away from that first loss on Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, one thing I thought we did really well is, for the most part, we played good defense except for transition defense. I mean, there was, I think one time in the fourth quarter, we cut it to 1 for about 3 seconds, and then they scored. And I mean, they were transitioning so well, and we had trouble slowing that down. Other than that, I mean, we guarded pretty well. I mean, in a team like that that's so solid, when you give up 43 points, that's a game you hope to win if you sign up for that going into the game. We just couldn't get much going offensively. Shots weren't falling. We missed a lot of free throws, too many turnovers. So on one side of the ball defensively, I thought we did a lot of things really well. On the other side of the ball offensively, we struggled that night. You play a good team. We're competitive. We were in the game. And so there were definitely some bright spots, but we get going a little more offensively. I think that's a game we can compete in. But yeah, you play a really good team in D-West, and they made us pay for not transitioning back on defense a little bit. But it was a fun game for sure still, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted.
And then Tuesday night, Royal Valley, you guys return home, and, you know, maybe defense, kind of the big story again there. You hold Royal Valley to 29, but, you know, maybe the offense still trying to get going. But either way, it's a win, 34-29 against a very quality team out of the Big East in Royal Valley. They got a really good 1-2 combo on their roster, but you bounce back after the 4-point loss against D-West to the 5-point win against Royal Valley this week. So the turnaround there from D-West to Royal Valley, and what you like in the game, you know, taken away, and what was your third win of the year?
Yeah, they kind of really jumped on us in the first quarter. In the first quarter, we were down like 14-6 or so like that, something like that, and we had trouble with those two girls a little bit, the guard, the post player there. But what was awesome was our defense the rest of the way out. We gave up 14 in the first quarter. We gave up 15 over the next three quarters. So we really buckled down, changed a few things on defense, and the girls got after it defensively. Again, offensively, things weren't falling for us a little bit. Free throws were better. We missed some shots we normally make around the rim. We took some good shots. Our turnover numbers weren't outrageous. I mean, we did do some things better offensively than we did against D-West, even though the score maybe didn't reflect it. But we can kind of hang our hat on our defense right now, because we had a lot of girls play really well defensively, and especially those second, third, and fourth quarter against Royal Valley, who's, again, a solid team. And it was kind of a back-and-forth game. I don't think we took the lead until about 2 minutes left in the game. So I was really proud of our girls. Are kind of hanging in there, weathering that storm in the first quarter against a really good team. But defensively, we played really well again.
All right, Coach, one game here coming up on Friday night. A Hiawatha team that sits here right now at 3-0. You know, they got some really good guards. You know, they're not the tallest team, you know, in the Big East, but they have a lot of experience and some good quality, you know, in the backcourt. And again, off to a 3-0 start. So you get Hiawatha at home on Friday night. You know, how much time have you had to kind of look at them and put the prep together and get ready for the matchup on Friday night?
Oh, yeah, we're going to have our hands full on Friday night. Those guards and their perimeter players play so hard, so fast. They can shoot the ball. I mean, and their wins are quality wins, too. I mean, beating a really good Troy team and a really good Donovan West team, I mean, those are impressive wins for them to do that. So they get after it. I'm impressed with how hard they play every girl that steps on the floor. And then, again, everybody's looking to score. When you have a team like that where you put anybody on the floor that they can all score it a little bit. They're all willing to shoot it. That makes it tough on a defense. So, yeah, that's going to be a big challenge for us. We're hoping our defense can keep going, and offensively we can get going a little bit, but we're going to have our hands full. But this has been a great stretch for us, going from, you know, D-West to Royal Valley to Hiawatha. I mean, those are quality teams that I think are going to make us better in the long run.
There it is. That is Moore Hill Mounts Academy girls coach Luke Knoll joining us to get the Ravens off to a 3-1 start and taking on a 3-0 Hiawatha team coming up on Friday night. Catch that on the Hiawatha channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the time. We'll do it one more time next week before the break.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.